USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Department of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas told department employees he may restart border wall construction to plug what he calls gaps in the current barrier. Mayorkas telling Immigration and Customs Enforcement employees that some of those gaps may be filled in or areas where the wall has been completed, but technology has not yet been implemented. Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott is following Florida's lead, announcing an executive order banning the creation of vaccine passports, which require a receipt of services or even requesting a person's COVID-19 vaccination status.
Government should not require any Texan to show proof of vaccination and reveal private health information just to go about their daily lives.
Texas has administered nearly 13 million vaccines. USA Radio News.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
President Biden is optimistic about the pace of coronavirus vaccination, but warns we're not there yet. Biden visiting a vaccination site in Northern Virginia and again urging everybody to get the shot when it's their turn. About 150 million Americans have received shots since Biden entered the White House in January. Two men on an FBI watch list were caught at our U.S.-Mexico border.
Customs and Border Protection is reporting U.S. border agents arrested two Yemeni men on a terror watch list in separate incidents as they crossed the U.S. border with Mexico illegally. The men arrested in January and March near a port of entry in California were on a U.S. government watch list for terrorism suspects and a no-fly list. One man, age 33, was arrested January 29th trying to enter Calexico, California. The second man, age 26, was arrested March 30th, also at the Calexico port of entry. The agency did not provide the names of the men from Yemen. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's all in your head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
The Senate parliamentarian stated that Senate Democrats can pass their infrastructure bill via reconciliation, which requires only a majority vote, rather than the 60 votes needed to overcome a filibuster. The way Senate Democrats want to pay for that infrastructure bill, or part of it at least, is to raise the corporate tax rate from 22% up to 28%. Erica York is with the Tax Foundation. She tells CNBC there are a few things we need to remember when it comes to raising that corporate tax rate.
So I think it's important to pay for the infrastructure investments, but I think it's important to do that in a way that's not so economically damaging. The corporate income tax is the most harmful tax for economic growth. And even though corporate taxes may have been high in the past, across the globe we've seen not a race to the bottom, but a race to the mid-20s and a race to a corporate tax code that's more conducive to investment. Raising the corporate tax rate to 28% plus another $900 billion or so of corporate income tax hikes would be going in the opposite direction, would be placing us at a competitive disadvantage. And when we think of comparing to other countries, something that's a little different in the United States is that we have a really large pass-through sector. And so if you just look at corporate receipts as a percentage of GDP compared to other nations, we're going to look lower because so much of our businesses take the pass-through form.
More news always can be found online at USA Radio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.